What if the solution to your anxiety, weight struggles, or mysterious health issues wasn't in your brain at all, but in the 20-foot tube winding through your belly? At 17, mysterious sores erupted across Julia Enders' body. Doctors shrugged, suggested stress, prescribed creams. Nothing worked. Then she tried something radical. She changed what she fed her gut. Within weeks, the sores vanished. This personal revelation sent her down a scientific rabbit hole that would eventually captivate millions. Your gut isn't just where food goes to disappear. It's a universe unto itself, housing more bacteria than there are stars in the Milky Way, producing more serotonin than your brain, and quietly influencing everything from your mood to your immune system. We've spent centuries being embarrassed by this organ when we should have been marveling at it. Every bathroom visit reveals engineering surpassing modern technology. Two sphincter muscles work in concert, one conscious, one automatic. When waste arrives, the internal sphincter opens slightly, allowing sensor cells to analyze consistency and urgency before reporting to your brain. This elegant system embodies the negotiation between bodily needs and social demands. Habitually ignoring these signals causes the internal sphincter to become browbeaten into dysfunction. Constipation often results from repeatedly dismissing your gut's needs. Modern toilets work against us. Sitting creates a kink requiring straining, while squatting straightens everything naturally. This explains why hemorrhoids and diverticulitis remain rare in squatting cultures. Your stomach's lopsided design prevents burping with every step or vomiting during laughter. The esophagus enters from the side, creating unequal lengths that form two functional stomachs, a fast lane for liquids, another for solids requiring processing. The small intestine's apparent chaos reveals brilliant design. Large folds create finger-like villi, each covered in tinier microvilli, themselves coated in sugar structures called glycocalyces. Flattened, this system would stretch 412 miles, 100 times your skin's surface area. That supposedly useless appendix? It's an immune outpost monitoring bacteria and storing beneficial microbes to repopulate your gut after illness. The small intestine uses digestive enzymes to break food into sugar molecules, amino acids, and fats. Refined sugar requires minimal effort, causing energy spikes and crashes, while complex carbohydrates from whole grains release energy gradually. Fat takes a unique route, traveling through your lymphatic system via the ductus thoracicus, bypassing the liver and going straight to your heart. Your cardiovascular system experiences fat quality immediately with no filtering. Your heart knows the difference between cheap vegetable oil and premium olive oil within hours. Plant proteins often lack essential amino acids, requiring strategic combinations like beans with wheat or naturally complete sources like quinoa and buckwheat. Allergies may arise when proteins aren't fully broken down. These fragments can slip into the lymphatic system, embedded in fat droplets, triggering immune responses that intensify with exposure. This explains why fatty, protein-rich foods like milk, eggs, and peanuts commonly cause allergies, while meat, made of proteins similar to our own, rarely does. Your digestive system operates through the enteric nervous system, so sophisticated that if severed from your brain, it would continue functioning normally. Your legs would be paralyzed, your lungs would stop, but your gut would carry on. This gut-brain sends signals to regions controlling self-awareness, emotion, morality, fear, memory, and motivation. When researchers fed mice beneficial bacteria like Lactobacillus rhamnosus, the animals showed increased motivation, reduced stress hormones, and improved memory, all from altered gut flora. In people with irritable bowel syndrome, minor stimuli activate emotional brain centers, causing genuine discomfort despite no physical damage. Most remarkable, researchers swapped gut bacteria between timid and bold mice, and their personalities reversed. The timid became gregarious, the bold became cautious. With 95% of our serotonin produced in the gut, we're only beginning to understand how profoundly this organ influences what we call ourself. Your body is an ecosystem. Your forehead, a breezy meadow. Your elbows, arid desert. Your gut, an extraordinary rainforest. This gut forest weighs up to 4 pounds, contains 100 trillion bacteria, and performs crucial functions, cracking indigestible foods, supplying energy, manufacturing vitamins, breaking down toxins, and training your immune system. You began life sterile in the womb. At birth, passing through the birth canal, you were coated in your mother's protective vaginal flora, particularly lactobacillus bacteria. Within hours, microbes outnumbered your cells 9-1. You're not an individual, you're an ecosystem. Your gut flora stabilizes around age 3. Breast milk promotes beneficial bifidobacteria that develop proper immune and metabolic function. Children with insufficient early bifidobacteria face increased obesity risk. Their metabolic programming was set during those crucial early years. In 2011, researchers discovered that human gut microbiomes organize into 3 distinct types based on dominant bacterial families: Bacteroides, Prevotella, or Ruminococcus. These types may predict how you respond to foods and disease susceptibility. Your gut bacteria provide about 10% of your calories by breaking down foods you can't digest alone, giving you every 10th meal free. Gut health requires maintaining beneficial equilibrium. Think forest management, not house cleaning. Antibiotics eliminate harmful pathogens, but crudely kill beneficial bacteria too, often misused for viral infections where they're useless. Their most common side effect, diarrhea, is your dead gut bacteria's mass exodus. Each course reduces gut flora diversity and alters bacterial functions, affecting cholesterol absorption and vitamin production. Probiotics have nourished humans since prehistoric times through fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, sourdough, and kimchi. These bacteria produce fatty acids that soothe intestinal walls, occupy spaces harmful bacteria prefer, and produce their own antibiotics. But prebiotics, specific foods feeding beneficial bacteria, might be most powerful. Best sources include lily family vegetables like leeks, asparagus, onions, and garlic, sunflower family foods like endives and artichokes, plus resistant starches in cooled potatoes or rice. When properly fed, good bacteria produce vitamins, healthy fatty acids, and train your immune system. Nothing influences gut bacteria as powerfully as what you eat. You're feeding trillions of microscopic allies whose well-being determines your own. We've overlooked the most accessible path to well-being, the ecosystem in our bellies. Recent research shows certain bacteria can reduce depression by 15%, lower stress hormones, and improve memory. When we crave sour foods, are we craving the lactic acid produced by beneficial bacteria? Throughout history, humans satisfied those cravings through fermented foods, instinctively seeking what their bodies needed. Your gut isn't just a tube for processing food, it's a sophisticated ecosystem, influencing your immune function, mental health, weight, and mood. The sores that covered Julia Enders at 17 weren't in her head, they were messages from her gut. When she finally listened, everything changed. Your gut speaks through cravings, discomfort, energy levels, and mood. The question isn't whether it's talking, it's whether you're willing to listen, to feed it what it needs rather than what advertising suggests. When you nurture your gut, you nurture every system in your body, discovering that true health begins in your belly.